Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 8, Looking Away Unto Jesus, the Author and Perfecter of Our Faith. Monday, Related Verses, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Looking Away Unto Jesus, the Author and Perfecter of Our Faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Who, being the effulgence of his glory and the impress of his substance, and upholding and bearing all things by the word of his power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 25 through 26. Not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. For when we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice of bulls and goats for sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. Related reading. The Greek word translated looking away unto in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 means to look with undivided attention by turning away from every other object. The runners in a race, such as the 100-yard dash, turn away from everything else and look at the goal with undivided attention. In this verse, Paul seems to be saying, Hebrew brothers, do not stand there considering and looking around. You must turn away from everything other than Christ and look to him with undivided attention. This is the way to run the race. The Hebrew believers had to look away from all the things in their environment, away from their old religion and its persecution, and away from all earthly things, that they might look unto Jesus, who is now seated on the right hand of the throne of God in the heavens. In all his other epistles, Paul presents to us mainly the Christ who dwells in our spirit, as a life-giving spirit, to be our life and our everything. But in Hebrews, he points us particularly to the Christ who has sat down in heaven and who is of so many aspects, that he may care for us in every way. In Paul's other epistles, the indwelling Christ is versus our flesh, self, and natural man. In this book, the heavenly Christ is contrasted to the earthly religion and all earthly things. To experience the indwelling Christ, we need to turn to our spirit and contact him. To enjoy the heavenly Christ, we need to look away from all things on earth unto him who has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. By his death and resurrection, he accomplished everything that is needed by both God and men. Now in his ascension, he is sitting in the heavens in the person of the Son of God and the Son of Man, in the person of God, amen, as the appointed heir of all things, the anointed one of God, the author of our salvation, the sanctifier, the constant succor, the instant helper, the apostle from God, the high priest, the minister of the true tabernacle with the more excellent ministry, the surety and the mediator of a better covenant, the executor of the New Testament, the forerunner, the author and perfecter of our faith, and the great shepherd of the sheep. If we look unto him as such a wonderful and all-inclusive one, he will minister heaven, life, and strength to us, transfusing and infusing us with all that he is, that we may be able to run the heavenly race and live the heavenly life on earth. In this way, he will carry us through all the lifelong pathway and lead and bring us into glory. The wonderful Jesus, who is enthroned in heaven and crowned with glory and honor, is the greatest attraction in the universe. He is like an immense magnet drawing all his seekers to him. It is by being attracted by his charming beauty that we look away from all things other than him. Verse 3 of chapter 12 says, "For compare him who has endured such contradiction by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary, fainting in your souls." This short word refers us to the four Gospels, where we see how Christ endured such contradiction by sinners. At that time, the sinners were all the religionists, Judaizers, priests, scribes, and elders of the people. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he confronted all these opposers who were doing their best to frustrate or stop him from the way of God's new covenant. But he was not frustrated. Rather, he cut the way, slaying it by suffering the death of the cross.